Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's morning brief. My name is Miles. I'll be running through the video today. We'll go ahead and get started there with the performance we typically look at. It was a mixed day, a lot of kind of non-domestic equity names landing in the green, crude oil up about 1% or so. Then we had bonds, AGG, up about 57 basis points. S&P 500 towards the kind of bottom middle of the pack, pretty much flat on the day. And the Russell 2000 led the way to the downside, down about 0.75%. Speaking of the Russell 2000, that'll be the first chart we look at here. RUT on the platform reversed back down and printed a sell signal on its default chart there at 1940. This will break a string of three consecutive buys on this default chart. However, do note we still are decisively in a positive trend. We're going to be looking for a higher bottom here. We really do not want to form a down and to the right kind of pattern, if you will. So looking for a bit of support, maybe around the middle of the trading band there, around 1880, some old resistance, as well as some middle of the trading band to act as a likely downside landing spot for the Russell 2000. Of course, we've talked about these small caps participating over the last couple of weeks into the last month and a half or so. Certainly a positive for the broad market. We want to see these pick back up. Moving over into earnings, of course, they kind of started off today with a bunch of larger names, some banks, some healthcare names. Just starting off very broadly, if you are interested in our security screener tracking those stocks that are coming out with earnings, we've got a pre-made screen for you underneath security selection, security screener. That'll take you over to this page here underneath database reports. Towards the bottom of this page on the left-hand side of the screen, you'll see stocks with earnings releases. You can click that and see the list of names with earnings over the next couple of weeks for individual sectors, so on and so forth. With that said, though, we can jump over into the actual earnings reports that happened this morning, starting with United Health Group, so a healthcare name. Of course, healthcare has struggled recently. UNH is typically a bellwether for the sector in general. Strong technical attribute score, up about 2.5% year to date. However, after the earnings call this morning, that may change. Despite being on two consecutive buy signals, beating analyst expectations, they did cite some higher than expected costs. As a pre-market, this one's down about 5.5%, down at around 5.10 or so. So I think we were expecting or hoping to move past 5.52. That's been a ceiling in the past. Nonetheless, all things considered, we're probably going to reverse back down, move back to a sell signal for the first time since June of 2023. Moving over into a couple of different bank stocks, starting with the ugly there, Bank of America, BAC. This one is technically unactionable with a 2 for 5 ranking. This one is down about 3% pre-market here. Looks like this negative trend line is going to stay intact, that bearish resistance line up above, as we are down, like I said, about 3% in the pre-market. Bank of America is still one to avoid, even with the earnings call this morning. Over into one that is technically actionable and had a more favorable earnings results, JP Morgan, JPM, is a 4 for 5er, is up about 2.5% pre-market, so a little bit of a better reaction for JP Morgan. It's a bit overextended here on its default chart, as we have shot up in this straight column of X's higher here. We're about 173 as of the time of this recording, so just above kind of our nearest chart action here. We'll see how we close the day for JP Morgan, but this really has been one that has been a strong technical name for quite some time now, as the banking sector has kind of floundered and then kind of resurged over the course of 2024 so far. We'll move over into Delta Airlines. This was another one that missed this morning here. That's down about 5% pre-market. It did beat on both top and bottom lines, but cut guidance. I don't think the market likes that very much. In terms of a technical picture, though, this one's still unactionable with a 2 out of 5 attribute score on a sell signal and in a negative trend as well. We're down at around $40 pre-market, so all things considered, won't be enough, at least as of now, to reverse back down or post any consecutive sell signals. Nonetheless, we are kind of, again, in that negative trend, have a poor technical attribute picture and one to avoid for now. Another one mention I want to throw out there just to close the video this morning is going to be the Energy Select Spider Fund XLE and its kind of RS chart against the equal weighted index. So we've talked about the laggard rally that we've seen over the course of 2024 so far with financials, utilities, and healthcare kind of rallying up higher, have not seen energy participate in that rally. Point being here, XLE posted its first sell signal against the equal weighted index since 2021 here. So keep that in mind. And we also have seen these signals trend pretty well over time. Only one signal coming in 2007 that didn't lead to consecutive signals of that same type. So, point being, energy or relative strength looks to be leading the energy sector for now. And just because we see this one sell signal certainly doesn't mean that the sector can't get, quote, relatively cheaper against the market as we move through the new year. But with that said, I'll go ahead and wrap up here. I hope everyone has a wonderful Friday, a safe long weekend, and we will chat again on Tuesday. Bye-bye.